With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The Biden administration says winning the release of Americans held hostage by Hamas remains a top priority. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. continues working to rescue and reunite hostages with their families. He says President Biden and other senior officials are actively involved.
We have all spoken with families of U.S. citizens who are being held hostage by Hamas and have raised this issue with all of our counterparts. This remains a paramount priority for us.
Sullivan acknowledges the administration has limited information about the condition and whereabouts of the hostages, including whether or not they are still alive. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Automaker Hyundai has announced it's raising the pay scale for its factory workers, joining Honda and Toyota and bringing wages closer to the big three in Detroit. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Hyundai says it's raising workers' pay by 25% in the coming years, which is about the same as what the United Auto Workers Union won for its members, who work at General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis. Labor experts say the increases are driven in part by an effort to thwart the UAW from trying to unionize the foreign-run U.S. auto plants. UAW President Sean Fain says UAW now stands for You Are Welcome, as nearly 150,000 members vote on their new contract proposals. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Arson likely caused a massive weekend fire that has indefinitely closed a vital section of Interstate 10 in Los Angeles. There was no word on whether there were any suspects or persons of interest in the fire. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 54 points, the NASDAQ dropped 30. This is SRN News. It'll be a solemn Christmas in Jerusalem.
The leaders of all the major Christian denominations in the Holy City say churches all across the country should keep their holiday celebrations modest this year in solidarity with the victims of the October attack by Hamas and the ongoing war. It's already widely expected that tourism to Israel next month will be much diminished by the crisis. In addition to Christmas, Hanukkah begins at sundown on December 7th. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Algerian government continues its crackdown on churches. International Christian Concern reports in a new ruling, the government decreed that no more than 10 people can gather in a home for religious purposes. Algerian officials have also begun closing churches with no warning and no explanation. ICC reports that life for the country's small Christian minority has gotten even tougher since the Israel-Hamas war began. This is SRN News. International students attended U.S. universities in surging numbers last year, Bob Agnew reports.
A new study from the State Department and the Institute of International Education finds that international students in the U.S. grew by 12% in the 2022 through 23 academic year. The number marks a rebound from a pandemic slump and comes with the help of a 35% jump in students coming in from India. American colleges enrolled nearly 269,000 students from India, more than ever and second only to China. Bob Agnew reporting.
U.S. health officials are warning doctors to be on the lookout for possible cases of lead poisoning in children. At least 22 toddlers in 14 states have been sickened by lead that's linked to tainted pouches of cinnamon apple puree and applesauce. The illnesses are linked to recall Wanabana, Snux, and Weiss brand cinnamon applesauce pouches. More details at srnnews.com.